الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the surah that we recited in the first rakah, Surah Sajda, يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who regulates the affairs of the heavens and the earth, from the heavens to the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the fundamental laws, which we know as the laws of physics, which govern this world. So for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the law of gravity. And this law is that anything which is floating in the atmosphere is attracted towards the earth. No matter at what height it is, it will be pulled towards the earth as soon as it comes within the gravitation, the field of gravity of the earth. And when it is pulled towards the earth, it will come towards the earth at an acceleration of 32 feet per second per second. This is the law of gravity. And this law applies to any object that comes within the gravitational field of the earth. So if somebody decides and says that I do not believe in gravity, then it does not mean that if he jumps off a cliff, he will fly upwards. He won't. He will come to the earth. And so there are many other laws. This such a reminder is short, so I'm not going into all of that. But there are laws of, for example, the law of thermodynamics. For example, the law of aerodynamics, and so on and so forth. Many different laws of physics. The law of the refraction of light, for example, which shows which the wavelengths of certain colors of the light are, the wavelengths of the different colors are different. Blue light has the shortest wavelength, red light has the longest wavelength, and so on. And therefore, some light gets refracted and reflected back off the particles in the atmosphere, and therefore you see a certain color. There's a reason why the sky appears blue. There's a reason why you get the most spectacular sunsets in the most polluted places in the world. The color of the sunset, the more orange and red it is an indication of how much of pollution there is in the air, actually. So, we say, what a beautiful sunset. You should say, what beautiful pollution. Anyhow, the long and short of it is that these are the fundamental laws that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created to govern this earth. Now, there's also another set of fundamental laws which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also created, which govern what happens after we die. Now, today the khutbah inshallah is also on that. The issue is that some people, they like to believe, you know, what happens in one part, and when they want to deny what happens elsewhere. But as I said, just like you deny gravity, it doesn't go away. Similarly, if you deny the laws of life after death, they don't go away. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the same surah, قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah said, say to them that they will die. Malakul Maut has been set upon them, and they will die, and their souls will be brought, and they will be brought to their Rabb. وَلَوْ تَرَىٰ إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَرْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُقِنُونَ. And he said, and you will see, O my Nabi, you will see the mujrimun, you will see the people who insisted on committing sin and insisted on doing wrong. They will stand before their Rabb with their heads hanging in shame. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please note, Allah did not say that he didn't use the word kafirun or mushrikun. He said mujrimun. Right? Mujrimun. So, may Allah protect us, but this means anyone who commits sins, anyone who disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if he's a Muslim. Even if he's a Muslim. And what will they say? They will say, farjana, send us back. But then that's another fundamental law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is that once you have transited from one state of being, there is no return to that. There is no reincarnation, there is no, coming back to the same state. There is resurrection, there is no reincarnation. You will be resurrected in another world. And that also is a fundamental law. And that also doesn't change whether you believe in it or you don't believe in it. Now, therefore, as we said, if you have to jump off a cliff or if you have to jump out of a plane and you know that there is gravity, what do? You take a parachute. You do something which saves you from the ill effect of that law. You are not denying that the person with the parachute is accepting gravity, and therefore he says that if I jump without a parachute, then I will accelerate at this speed, and when I hit the earth, I'm finished, because at that point the impact will kill me. So therefore I have to reduce the speed of descent. I have to reduce this acceleration. What do? I use a parachute. And therefore, when we recognize the laws which apply to the time after death, then what do? We prepare for them. We also get our own parachute ready. And that parachute is the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That parachute is the thing which will ensure, inshallah, that we do not have to stand before the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our heads hanging in shape. That parachute is called the maghfirat of Allah. That parachute is called the rahmat of Allah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to always have this parachute for us, so that we are always in the shade of His maghfirah and His rahmah, and to give us the tawfiq to do the amal which take us near there. A man came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, please make dua that I should be with you in Jannah." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "I will make the dua, but you help me with your amal." What is the need for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say, "Help me with amal"? I mean, is the dua of the Nabi so weak that it needs the help of something? No. He is teaching. His job was to teach. He is teaching the people that don't simply rely on dua. With the dua, you need the dawa. With the dua, you need the medicine. And what is the medicine? The medicine is to correct your life. Do not live in this fantasy that you can live this life any way you like in disobedience of Allah, and somehow, magically, you will enter Jannah. There is no magic. There is no magic. There is a law of cause and effect. If you want a certain effect, you have to address the cause. Just wanting the effect will not bring about the cause. One of the big things nowadays, everyone talks about peace. So-and-so is a peace activist. This is a new terminology, peace activist. I don't know what he activates. He's a peace activist. And so people are focused on peace, but they don't realize peace is an effect. If you want peace, you have to address the cause. What is the cause? How does peace happen? Peace happens only and only in the presence of justice. There cannot be peace as long as there is injustice. So instead of being a peace activist, if you become a justice activist, peace would automatically happen. But people like to live in fantasies. They like to create their own mythologies. So he wants to be a peace activist. He's not concerned about the injustice which is happening. He wants to be a peace activist. How can you have peace? You will never have peace. Till the day of judgment, there will be no peace as long as there is injustice. That is why Islam does not focus on peace. People say Islam means peace. Islam does not mean peace. Islam means submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam focuses on justice. Why? Because peace is a result, automatic result. When there is justice in the land, there will be peace. There has to be peace. And the reason I'm saying this is again a fundamental law. And therefore, if we want to have Jannah, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His Jannah, if we want to be saved from the azab of the qabr, then we have to address the cause. All of these are effects. What happens in the qabr is the effect, is the result. What happens whether we go into Jannah or Jahannam is a result. And that result comes from a cause. What is that cause? That cause is our life. That cause is our existence. Yesterday, Abdul Rahim Bhai's brother-in-law passed away. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him and to enter him into Jannat al-Firdaus al-Ala bi ghairi hisab. But he had a brain hemorrhage, 2 days in coma, third day he passed away. Before that, 2 days before that, I heard another person had a brain hemorrhage, he also died. We don't know, I do not know whether I will sit here tomorrow morning and give this further reminder. So let us not fool ourselves. Just like I am sitting here giving you the news of somebody else's death, somebody else will sit here and give you the news of my death. This will happen. Whoever is alive after me will hear about my death. That's the reality of life. That is a reality of life. And that applies to each of us. No matter how old or young we might be, we have no guarantee whatsoever except that we will die. The only guarantee is that we will die. There's no other guarantee. And therefore, let us prepare for that which we know is absolutely sure to happen. And let us not live our lives as if that is not going to happen. And as I told you, denying a fundamental law does not change the law. It only changes your ability to save yourself from the ill effects of that law. Denying gravity does not change the law. It does not change the law. Similarly, denying the effect of amal does not change the law. The law remains. And therefore, let us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do that which is pleasing to Him and to always cover us in His mercy and His forgiveness and to save us from disobeying Him and to save us from ourselves and from the effect of our own nufus. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and never to be displeased with us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.